Well, I want to share with you a story this morning that makes me laugh. It's about a squid who thinks he's pretty great. Okay, here he is. I am a giant squid, and I'm big. That's his thing, okay? I am bigger than the shrimp. He is, too, isn't he? I am bigger than this crab. I'm bigger than these turtles. I'm bigger than this shark. Shh. He doesn't want the shark to see him. I'm the biggest thing in the ocean. Huh. Is he? Uh-oh. Look at this. What was bigger?
A whale.
Exactly. The whale was bigger. Here he is inside the whale. But he never gives up. I'm the biggest thing in the whale. I think all of us have dreamed about being the biggest or the best or the greatest at something, right? In our Bible passages today, there's a man who did not want to be the greatest. In fact, he wanted everybody to know that he was not the greatest. His name is John. But when John lived on earth, people came to hear what he had to say. Big crowds came to wherever he was. In fact, so many people came that they began to wonder if maybe he wasn't the Savior that was promised by God. But John made sure that they knew that he wasn't the Savior because he was trying to prepare them, to get them ready for the one who really was the greatest. John said, I cannot even unbuckle his sandal. He's that much greater than me. Can you guess who John was talking about? Yeah, he was. He was talking about Jesus. Jesus is the greatest. And one day when Jesus was walking by, John pointed to him and he said, there is the Savior, the one God has sent to save us, the one who's greater than me. You know, we need to be a lot like John. We need to know that we aren't the greatest. Jesus is the greatest. And we need to tell people that Jesus is the one God has sent to save us. Will you pray with me? Dear Jesus, you are truly the greatest. Help us tell others. You are the one who saves us.
You are the one who saves us.
Amen. Thanks for coming up.